This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Donald Trump now holds the distinction of being the first U.S. president impeached twice in the history of the country. The U.S. House of Representatives impeached Trump on Wednesday, declaring he incited insurrection last week when he implored thousands of his supporters to march to the Capitol to try to overturn his re-election loss, prompting a mob demonstration that ended with five people dead. 10 of Trump's fellow Republicans joined the majority in impeaching the president with just a week remaining in his four-year term. Trump was acquitted by the Senate a year ago in a separate impeachment case and now will face a new trial in the weeks after President-elect Joe Biden is inaugurated next Wednesday. Trump released a video Wednesday late in which he made no mention of the impeachment but condemned the assault on the U.S. Capitol and pleaded for calm. The mayor of Washington, D.C. said Wednesday that in order to prevent violence during President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration, officials are asking the public not to attend the event. Muriel Bowser said the city is asking Americans to take part virtually to avoid spreading the coronavirus. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, is now taking a zero-tolerance policy after supporters of President Trump were disruptive on some recent flights. FAA Chief Steve Dixon said under the new order he signed, the agency will no longer adjudicate certain of these unruly passenger cases with counseling and warnings. He says, we're going straight to the enforcement. Dixon told Reuters the FAA's special emphasis program would last through March 30th and warned that disrupted passengers could face up to $35,000 fines and possible jail time. Via remote, this is VOA News.